Page 109. E. Across the universe. How big is the universe? What makes a star twinkle? And is there life on Mars? People have always asked themselves questions like these. The search for answers has resulted in new discoveries and even more questions. Read on and see if you find some answers to what you are wondering about. Galaxies and stars.
The universe was created by an immense explosion called the Big Bang about 14 billion years ago. How big is the universe? It is infinite, and it is still expanding at an increasing pace. Facts that are hard to grasp. Our planet, the Earth, is part of our solar system, which is part of our galaxy, the Milky Way. The Milky Way consists of approximately 200 to 300 billion stars. It is about 100,000 light-years in diameter and about 2.9 million light-years from its closest neighbour, the Andromeda Galaxy. In spite of the vast space between them, galaxies do occasionally collide. Our galaxy is estimated to collide with the Andromeda Galaxy in 5 billion years or so, and the collision itself may last for 100 million years. A star is actually a ball of burning hydrogen gas and a series of nuclear reactions within the core. In a twinkling star, there are minor or major explosions happening all the time. A supernova is not a new star, but rather a dying star that sends out an immense amount of light before it dies. You probably know that the Sun is the basis for life on Earth. But did you know that one day it will turn cold, simply switch itself off, and turn into a white dwarf? Don't worry, it will not happen for another 5 billion years or so. The famous physicist Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, proved that in terms of speed, light is the fastest form of energy. How fast is that? About 300,000 kilometres per second, which means light will travel 7.5 times around the globe along the equator in 1 second. Can you believe it?
Asteroids and comets.
How many times have you looked up at a starry sky, hoping to see a shooting star and make a wish? You probably know that shooting stars are asteroids or comets, which are basically leftovers from an explosion in our galaxy. Depending on their size, these leftovers will either burn up when they enter the Earth's atmosphere or land somewhere on our planet. Hopefully not in your garden. A meteorite is a piece of debris from an asteroid or a comet. In February 2013, a large one hit the town Chelyabinsk in Russia, causing severe damage. As it entered the Earth's atmosphere, the meteor caused a shockwave that damaged buildings and injured more than 500 people.
Life in space?
People have always wondered whether there is life on other planets. The only place humans have been to in space so far is the Moon. When Apollo 11 landed there in 1969, many people hoped the astronauts would encounter human-like creatures. But there was no sign of life, just rocks and dust. However, with all the millions of stars and galaxies in existence, the idea of there being life somewhere else is not implausible. In the USA, there is a research centre called Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI, that specialises in looking for life in space. How do they go about such a mammoth task? The answer is by linking together vast numbers of antennas, all of which are designed to pick up radio signals from space. So what do you think? Is there anybody out there?